Well, good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. This is Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Shannon Hoagland with the Sitka Film Society, here to talk to us about an upcoming documentary. It's playing on Friday, Inequality for All. Welcome, Shannon.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back in the studio.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Well, let's see. This is a documentary by former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich. And can you tell us a bit about it?
Sure. The actual director of the film is Jacob Kornbluth, but the apparent designer and star of the film is Robert Reich, the former Secretary of Labor under Bill Clinton. And this is the story of the growing income gap, growing wealth gap in America, how we got that way, and what to do about it. It's definitely a film with an agenda. And you'll hear some opposing views during the film, but it's mostly from the perspective of Robert Reich, our little professor. Robert Reich stands at 4'10". He makes a lot of jokes about that in the film. He is a professor at University of California at Berkeley, and he teaches a class called Wealth and Poverty. It's very popular. We see some snippets of him lecturing at Berkeley. He'll explain how we got to the point where the richest 400 people in the country have more wealth than the 150 million who make up the bottom half of the population. 42% of Americans born into poverty will not make it out. And it used to be that America had this image of, you know, being able to kind of pick yourself up by your bootstraps, work hard, and get out of poverty. We hear so many stories about that. I mean, it's one of the things that really inspires people about the U.S., but now 42% of Americans born into poverty can't get out, as opposed to 30% of people in the UK, which is considered a very kind of stagnant class system, 25% of Danes. And Robert Reich is a huge fan of America, a huge fan of our system. So he thinks we have the tools to get out. But anyway, I like most films that the Film Society shows. It's going to be the first time I'm watching this film. Usually I kind of give the film a run through to make sure that the film is working. But I show films based on people's recommendations and on reviews, if there's a certain amount of buzz about a film, or if I get an email from a film distributor and they give it a really hard sell, make it sound really good, then I will consider showing it.
Well, are you looking forward to viewing this film then?
I am. I mean, this call, it never would have been on my radar, to be honest. I got a call from this woman whose name is Doris, and I don't know her at all. I don't know if she's a fan of films, but she told me about it, and I went on and saw the trailer, which I would recommend. The trailer is very compelling. It's got wonderful music. It's got, you know, Robert Reich is very charismatic. He's very interesting to look at because he's so small. And he talks about how since he was young, he was bullied because he was so small. And that's one of the reasons he feels compelled to kind of stand up for people who can't fight for themselves.
So this isn't a snoozer documentary. It's interesting.
Like all good documentaries, it should mm-hmm. roll like a real film. And it looks like what he's trying to do is kind of wake the country up in the way that Albert Gore did with Inconvenient Truth. But this film does not have, it's being distributed by the Weinstein Company, which is one of the big names in independent films, but it's gotten a wide distribution, but it hasn't had a big splash. Like, it's not opening in theaters all over America. It's been kind of mixed up in the educational film category. So I don't know if it's going to get any attention from the Oscars or if people are interested in seeing it. I know he's been on Fresh Air. He's made the rounds, and he's a known person in terms of people who pay attention to politics. So it'll be interesting for me to see if people come. Documentaries tend to be more popular with the Film Society than feature films.
Well, that's interesting. That's not something I would have anticipated.
Well, I couldn't believe it when we showed this film about bees. And, you know, we had like, you know, over 100 people come to the film about bees. But people like to learn things, and people who are very sensitive about their time and wasting their time and, you know, they feel like it's time well spent if they go to a documentary. So, yeah, I hope people come.
Well, do you think that this documentary, Inequality for All, will offer something new for viewers who may even be just a little economically savvy?
I think it will. I mean, I think it will. We'll hear a lot of stories from people, and people who are working two and three jobs, people who, you know, the people who have a high school education who ordinarily would have gotten really good jobs. You know, we had that category of people here, the mill. We had people earning, you know, middle-class incomes. They had one job. They went home at night. They didn't go home and go back to work at the grocery store to support their family. So we've seen it in town. We've seen it to a certain extent in the fish houses, you know, the kids who used to put themselves through college in the fish plants. That's not possible anymore. Like, the money you earn there is not the same as it was back, you know, 20 years ago.
So you think this will resonate with Sitkins?
I think it will. Mm-hmm. I think it will. I think people will see what they've lost. I mean, the town, you know, we certainly have, you know, a really savvy finance department that knows what's happened to incomes here. And I guess that's, it hasn't really affected like our housing market and things like that, like it has in places, other places of the country, the Steel Belt and those places. But
well, we saw with a recent Raven News story over the holiday season how it's at least affected the Salvation Army and in the number of meals it's distributing to mm-hmm. needy families that has increased tremendously.
It's been going up every year. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's true.
Well, you mentioned that Reich believes the U.S. has the tools to address this problem. Do you have any idea what tools
I have no idea what the tools are, but he talks a lot about the reviews I've been reading say it ends with a hopeful message. So we do show the movies to slit your wrists by, as well. And, I still get comments on a film we showed a number of years ago called Darwin's Nightmare about the problem of the Nile, problems facing people living on the Nile River. But this is supposed to end with a hopeful message. It's a very American film and, you know, we like to be optimistic. some of us, I guess, not everyone, but so I don't know. I mean, that's something I'm looking forward to seeing.
Well, Inequality for All, it's showing this Friday at 5:30 p.m. at the Downtown Coliseum Theater, and tickets are $8, available at Old Harbor Books.
That's right.
Well, let's talk just a little bit for a couple of minutes about the Sitka Film Society. Who are you, and how do you decide? You already mentioned how you decide which films to show. You are a very old organization. You've been around for decades.
Yes, I had nothing to do with that because I was like in elementary school back when it started. But the story that has been passed down to me in the oral tradition of Sitka is that the first film that was shown was called The Gold Rush, a Charlie Chaplin film. And it was shown in the fundraising efforts to start Raven Radio. So I'm sure the people found out back then that films are not, I mean, you have to pay to show the films. Inequality for All is costing $300 to show, you know, then you spend another $150 on publicity. And how are you going to make money when you have, and then you rent the theater for $200. So showing a film is expensive. You usually raise money to show films, but That first film, I think we went back and looked, 1982 was when Raven Radio was started. So it was probably in the late 70s, early 80s that the first film was shown. When I arrived, the films were shown on 16 millimeter. So you have all the sound problems with the 16 millimeter film. But we had huge turnouts because this is before everyone had VCRs and people still wanted to see films on the big screen. And it was a social event. So people sat in Centennial Hall. They had a nice big screen down there. The sound system there right now is so much better. And they have a regular, you know, a quiet projector, a digital projector now. So it's a lot more comfortable to show films there. But with Scott Bowen running the theater here, he's been super amenable to letting the Film Society show films there. So it's evolved over the years from kind of the easier sell of showing films at Centennial Hall when there wasn't a lot of other options for home viewing to, you know, every every film I show now, I have to calculate, will I be able to make enough money to pay the bills? Like, I really want every film to come close to breaking even or not cost a lot of money. So if it's a loser, then we're not out that much.
Well, hopefully this one won't be a loser.
No, I'm happy to show this one as a public service. So,
Inequality for All, that's showing this Friday, 5:30 p.m. at the Downtown Coliseum. Tickets are $8 at Old Harbor Books. If someone wants to get a hold of you, Shannon, how can they do so?
738-0602. Yeah, if you want to find out if it's age appropriate.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.